This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. North Korea's Kim Jong-un and Russia's Vladimir Putin, the president, have high expectations for their meeting Thursday in Russia. It comes amid deadlocked global diplomacy over the North Korean leader's nuclear program. Putin's foreign affairs advisor told Russian media that the Putin-Kim summit would focus on North Korea's nuclear program, noting that Russia will seek to consolidate the positive trends stemming from the Trump meetings with Kim. The North Korean leader's second summit with Trump in Hanoi ended without any agreement because of disputes over U.S.-led sanctions. Kim wants the U.S. to ease the sanctions to reciprocate for some partial disarmament steps he took last year. But the U.S. maintains the sanctions will stay in place until North Korea makes more significant denuclearization moves. Special Counsel Robert Mueller concluded that Russia engaged in sweeping and systematic interference in the 2016 U.S. election to help Donald Trump become president. But a new account says the issue is still too sensitive to discuss in front of Trump as it relates to what Moscow might do when he runs for re-election in 2020. AP correspondent Mike Gracia reports.
Former Homeland Security Secretary Kirstjen Nielsen took it on herself to formulate cyber and election security strategy after being advised to avoid the topic in meetings with President Donald Trump. That's according to two people familiar with the matter who spoke on condition of anonymity. The guidance came from Acting Chief of Staff Mick Mulvaney, who wanted to keep White House meetings concentrated on the president's top political agenda, border security. But Nielsen convened classified meetings on cyber and election security with agency heads, and there were cross-government strategy sessions with FBI, Justice Department, and intelligence officials. Mike Gracia, Washington.
For more news, as always, you can join us at our website, voanews.com. From here in Washington, this is VOA News.